What is going on? Welcome to the very first ever edition of DB2 Bets. That is Down by Two Bets for the first time ever here. I am your host, Josh Elijah, to the right of my screen this time, Mikey Fulmer. Mikey, how are you doing, buddy?
What's up, boys?
This is it.
First go at it. Here we go. DB2 Bets.
Here we go. Let's make some money or fucking lose a lot, too. And then our producer up in the corner, can't forget about our boy, Jesse McKay, a.k.a. Birdman. Jesse, what's going on, baby?
What's going on, boys? How you doing?
This is it. Middle of the week. Hump day. It's Wednesday right now, but we're putting in our picks for Thursday, April 28th. And we had to bring the homeboy onto the show. We got from Rapper's Digest and Leafs Digest and Bet Stamp itself, Joshua Goodwin. Josh, my man. Captain Josh, how you doing, buddy?
Doing great, man. I'm so happy to be on the podcast today with you guys, kicking off the inaugural episode. It's awesome.
That's it. This is DB2 Bets, and it is powered by BetStamp. First and foremost, just super excited to be partnered up with you guys. This is more of a partnership as opposed to a sponsorship, because everything is powered by the BetStamp app, especially, you know, just coming at a huge time right now, especially in Ontario when it comes to the bill that's being passed with gambling, with sports gambling here in the province. It is really exciting times to be doing this right now.
Definitely. And I think as more people get acquainted with online sports betting, they'll start to understand our product better, because there's a whole spectrum of price out there when it comes to betting on something. And we try to streamline the process of finding where the most value is. So it's a good time to be an online sports bettor for sure. And we're just trying to facilitate the process.
Exactly. So for first time listeners, everyone listening to this right now, first time listeners, super exciting stuff. The name of the game here, basically for us, we just want to be able to talk about, you know, some of the sports that we're betting on. We love to have a little bit of skin in the game, if you know what I mean. We've been known to dabble. So we want to give you something as snackable and as immediate as possible when it comes to some of the lines that are coming up in our favorite picks throughout the week. And because this is powered by BetStamp, we are using the BetStamp app to find all of our odds across all of our favorite sports books. So it's really simple. If you're in Ontario, go to betstamp.app/Ontario and then use our promo code DB2. That's the letter D, that's the letter B, and the number fucking two, DB2. And you'll have access to all of your favorite sports books and take advantage of all those sign up bonuses. If you're outside of Ontario, just download the app. You should probably download the app regardless, but you can download the app at the App Store, the Apple App Store, or Google Play Store as well, and use the referral DB2 to be able to access all of those sports books as well. But without further ado, I mean, that's about it. That's the name of the game. Let's see if we can, you know, take a couple picks here. Let's throw our picks on the table and see which ones we like the best. And we'll round them up at the very end of the show, put a nice little bow on it, and try and make a couple bucks. We'll pop a couple yups and try and make a couple bucks. How about that?
Sounds great.
All right. Do it. Let's fucking go. To start off, we're going to kick it over to Mike, actually, because, you know, a lot of exciting stuff right now, especially with the Blue Jays. They're fun to fucking hammer. You got to have everyone from David Portnoy on the horn saying that he's afraid to even take his own Red Sox, and he's rolling with the Jays. Jays are really fun. There's a lot of special, there are a lot of player props, a lot of power props that are popping up as well. You hammered one yesterday on Tuesday, I guess, when Springer hit that dinger. So you're rolling with the Jays here, aren't you, Mike?
Yo, plus 400 last night. And he hit one in the ninth. Pays for my beers during my first round of golf tomorrow, which is nice.
Incredible.
Yo, I'm not trying to make a living doing this, but it's nice. You go on BetStamp, you can easily search your bet, and all of a sudden you get the best odds. It's like the flip app. I don't know. I'm a fucking bargain hunter, so it's ideal. It's a no-brainer.
For sure.
You're frugal. With that being said,
the frugality behind that.
I will make the inaugural pick here on DB2.
There it is.
And I'm going right back to the well with the Jays. I'm going to take them -1.5, +165. And that's through Bet365. Found that on the BetStamp app. Can't beat that. They're going to hammer them. Manoah's pitching. He'll probably give you six solid innings, and the bats are hot. Emotional win last night, and I feel like they're just going to ride that for a bit. This is when things just, like, it's going to be a waterfall effect. So they're going to be putting up 8-9 runs a night, and I like taking that to the bank. Probably throw minus 10 or 20 on it, pay for my weekend. I'll be fucking... that won't pay for my weekend. I'll pay for a round of beers.
That's great. No,
that's where I'll start. That's where
I'll start. Great place to start. I love the very first pick. You know, just it's a bit of a homer pick, but gotta love it, man. Like it's the Jays are just, they're fun to watch right now. And you know what? Like any given night, they can blow them out of the water.
They're just rolling. You could feel the energy too last night. When it gets going like that, I feel like it comes in waves, right? So
yeah,
everyone's feeling good 1 through 9 in that lineup. Mm-hmm. You just gotta ride the hot hand there.
Absolutely. No, I definitely love that. And we're obviously heading into the summer months as well. And there's going to be a ton of baseball picks. Maybe starting to put together some parlays. We'll talk about some futures, maybe specials as they come up. But for starters, we're just going to go with the Jays. I love that. -1.5 at +165 on Bet365, you said?
That's right.
Fuck yeah. Let's go. Definitely going to be marking that one down. When it comes to, we're going to flip switches here and flip gears and go over to a little bit of puck. This is one that I have. This is one that I have circled here for Thursday, April 28th as well, and it's the Vancouver Canucks and LA Kings game. I have this circled because I mean, the window will either be completely closed or kind of open for the Canucks. We'll see after what happens Wednesday night against when it comes to the Stars and the Coyotes game. What a fucking game for the Stars to just have that land in their lap against the Coyotes and then just, you know, for them to be able to lock in that spot. But regardless, I do think that the Vancouver Canucks and the LA Kings game is going to be interesting, especially just because I'm going to be taking that over. I'm surprised to see that the over is 6. And within the last 6 games for the Canucks, they have scored over 7 points.
I love that bet. So love I think that that's, scoring, the scoring's gone bonkers here, even the last couple months. I don't know if the legs are going on some of these guys, but I mean, there's 8 guys over 100 points on the year. I was just reading a bunch of that. I like scoring that has gone. Yeah, it's gone off. So I love that.
Yeah.
I like that even number. Yeah.
Even number 2. So in case you got that push. But yeah, no, I mean, you look at the last few games, Vancouver 5-2 over Seattle, and then they got blown out 6-3 against Calgary last Thursday, 6-3 over the Wild, 3-4 Ottawa, Vancouver 6-2 over the Stars, 7-1 over Coyotes. I mean, like, they are putting up goals. They might even hit 6 just on their own. So, I mean, you know, it's LA's already got their playoff spot, but I feel like, you know, the Canucks have really pushed towards the end of the season here. They've been catching fire. I think to bet the over on that. And I don't know about you, Josh, but like when it comes to betting the spread in hockey, it's tough. It is so hard. And I only feel comfortable really going with overs and unders, I find.
Well, it's interesting. In hockey, you have that kind of cop-out opportunity at the end with a 1-goal lead. You're pretty much always facing an open net for a while. So your bet always has a little bit of a life to it. So I think there's an appeal there, definitely. But don't ask me for hockey bets. I cannot give you good hockey bets. A lot of guys in the office could, but personally, I cannot.
Yeah, okay. Fair enough. I mean, that's just for me, you'll be getting a lot of overs and unders when it comes to some puck. So, yeah, I was surprised. I was looking at probably 7. I mean, I bet the under when it came to the Red Wings and Leafs game the other night, and you know, that went under by quite a bit. But
You went under on that. You must have got paid because the last game there was like how many 17 goals or something.
So yeah, it was ridiculous.
Yo, I actually placed the bet twice by accident. Double trouble, and you know what? It ended up working out. So, but for this one, I definitely like hammering the over when it comes to 6. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go over Canucks and Kings game. And you can find that 6. You can find that 6 at like Betway, MGM, Bet365, and that is at -105. So take the over there with the 6.
The over's been money, eh? Like, you're talking about this new trend in the NHL with how many guys have gotten to that 100-point milestone. And even look at the Leafs, man. They got so many guys up there in points. Are we returning to old-school hockey there where you can score from anywhere on the ice? Because the numbers are looking insane.
Yeah, it's like, kind of looking like it.
Yeah. I love it.
I just remember years ago when, do you remember the year where like Jamie Benn, I think he won either I think it was the Art Ross, and he had like 84 points. And it's just like, look how far we've come. You know what I mean? Like that was such a sad time.
We got three defensemen that are going to put up that many points this year.
Hey, look at Roman Josi. That guy's got how many points?
Nuts.
It's absolutely nuts. Yeah, man. And just even back to that game, like Pettersson and Besser, Horvat and my boy JT Miller, putting up points like crazy. I definitely like to hammer that over. So, again, that's one of the rules for this show as well, is that as much as we do like a bet, we're not going to be dropping that L word. We're not going to be throwing around lock. Unless it really is,
you can't throw around the word lock with Vancouver Canucks, regardless. Especially across the screen. Yeah.
you can't do it. No, never. Not gonna drop that L word. But I'm very
coming from the guy that bet the Coyotes the other night. Anyways,
yeah, exactly.
Oh, that was a rough one.
Oh,
buddy, man. It wasn't even that bad. They lost 1-0. They got an empty netter. They lost 2-0. That was a good reach on like a plus 400.
Yeah, fair enough. But you have to score if you want to win. True. Moving right along. And it's this, honestly, for me, it's just this is my favorite sport to bet, and it's basketball. I find I obviously watch a lot of basketball. I watch a lot of sports, but I feel pretty confident with most of the bets that I put down for basketball. And there's just playoff basketball right now is just wild. So I want to be able to jump right in and start talking. We're going to talk about our boys in a bit. But let's start off with some of the other games that are going on around the horn. Birdman, I know that you have the Pelicans and Suns that are circled for their Thursday matchup. So lay it on me. What do you got?
So, man, I feel like you gave me the tough one here. This one could go either way. I feel like I love the way the Pelicans are playing. They're so inspired. I know we've been saying that over and over, but.
Mm-hmm.
I just, my gut's telling me this is the one where Phoenix just closes the series and they take it on the road. I don't feel super confident on the money line or the spread. It's just a little, I don't know, the spread's too close of a margin for me. So I'm going to actually take the over. And you can find that at Leo Vegas over 213. I've got here the five games they've played so far, three out of the five have been over 213, and actually by a pretty wide margin. I got 239, nice. 225 and 221. The only two that were under that were 209. So pretty close. It's been a pretty high scoring series so far. So I'm going to take the over on Phoenix 213.
Over on 213 on Vegas.
Yeah, sorry, Leo Vegas.
I think you're right to say Phoenix is going to go deal with business that game. As much as the Pelicans have
enough,
been inspiring.
Enough sort of thing, you know?
I think the Pelicans are done after this. I think the Phoenix is just too good, but I do respect the run they've gone on. I might need to sprinkle in the money line with that over as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
absolutely. What are the odds that they're giving you on that over, Leo Vegas?
It's at -110.
-110.
Yeah.
Leo Vegas as well. I'm sure that there's also other sites that are out there that are going to be offering that 110 or in and around, but Leo Vegas is the best bet that is available on Betstamp. So make sure you check out Betstamp, download the app, and also check out betstamp.app/Ontario and use that promo code DB2. There it is. A little plug in mid show.
Yo, and not to keep hammering Betstamp. I know what people want to hear are actual bets, but that's the beauty of this. You see a line you like, or you see a game you like, and you're like, I don't know. You can really go to one app, and then you'll find that one sports book right on that page that gives you that best odd. You're like, okay, gotta go do it.
Gotta hammer.
Right? It's the convenience factor. You have, they're all in front of you right there, and you find that favorable odd. Bing, done.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. And that is the beauty of this.
That's what got me going on it anyways, but
absolutely. Yeah. And it's just about maximizing your return on investment. Right. And that's something that, Josh and the whole team at Betstamp, and they're damn good at. So, definitely appreciate it for sure.
Well, of course, it's interesting. We won't spend too much time plugging it, but people are so price particular. It's only a matter of time before they start applying that same kind of everyday logic to online sports betting. Cause rather than just throwing it into the wind and being like, I'm just parting with this money now. It's for the experience of betting. That's fair. But you may as well just go and get the most potential reward for it that you can. So we're trying to streamline it over here.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Couldn't agree more. And you know what? This is all, it's also a very new concept for Ontarioans. Is that how you say it? Ontarians. I mean, very new concept right now, especially with that bill being passed. So yeah, it's just a matter of time until everyone catches up. But we're just ahead of the curve right now. That's what we're doing. Moving right along. This is tough. I got two different bets on this one. We're going to pick which one we like the best, but Jazz and Mavs. Jazz look horrible. They've not looked like the regular, you know, promising team that the Jazz usually have. They got a pretty good unit, but they've just looked uninspired this matchup. You know, especially if the Mavs, like, if they drop them and kick them out of the playoffs after this series, especially playing most of it without Luka, you can probably think that there's going to be some sort of moves that are going to be made in the offseason. Who knows? They've been pretty disappointing. With that being said, I gotta go. If I'm gonna pick one between Jazz and Mavs, and it's kind of a pick 'em because the spreads are looking, you know, like it's a point. So I would probably go money line with the Jazz. That's what I would do. I think that they will play hard defense. I think it's going to be a down to the wire game because most of the ones that they've won have been decided by only a couple points. I'm not going to take them on the spread. I can find the money line -106 at Bet Rivers. That's what I would do for the Jazz. If I was to pick the other play that I have here that I'm actually more inclined to take is the under 210, which is also available at Bet Rivers, which I believe is also -106 as well. So again, use your favorite sports book, but I'm going to be betting through Bet Rivers -106. I believe is the odd for that. Here's the thing. The average over under for this entire series has been 205. That is what they've been averaging total points. I definitely think that they can hit under. I believe, like, I could see the Jazz squeaking one out, 102, 98, something along those lines. But I definitely think that this one has the potential to go under yet again. 205 is the average points throughout that series. And I like to hammer that under. So that's what I'm going to do. Any thoughts on that? Am I crazy?
I know. I think both those are good bets, but I'm going for the thing that I think you can control a little bit more, and that's predicting a winner, because it could be so close, right? And then the matter of like a missed last second shot either makes or breaks your bet. I think I would be going with the one that I feel a bit more confident in that you started off saying, and that's the Utah Jazz money line, because I think the Mavericks are going to win the series. I'll just say it flat out, especially with Luka back.
Yeah,
but I do think that from the very beginning, I saw this going to seven. So that means they got to win. They got to defend home court. And you're right. They're getting blown up in the offseason if something goes wrong here, which I think it will. They're at least going to force this to the maximum amount of games.
Okay. I definitely, I was kind of teetering on that. And if you look at Luka's history with the Mavs as well in the playoffs, they always go to seven. They love taking the Clippers to seven. So yeah. I definitely see this going to seven. That's why I'm going with the Jazz as well. And I maybe that's all I needed was just a little extra nudge coming from you there, Josh.
So, there you go, buddy. I got you.
They don't call you a captain for nothing. So, and when I say they, it's just us. We just started calling you Captain Josh. So.
Yeah. I was gonna say I'm new to this nickname.
Yeah. No, it's sick. I like it. So yeah, I also like that as well. So we're gonna take the money line, Bet Rivers, find them there. Josh, you got some sneaky odds that came up on BetStamp that are available for actually Friday, April 29th. Why don't you talk to us about that?
So the game that I'm rolling with there. I'm looking at that Minnesota-Memphis game right now, and that's another series that I see going to seven. Two pretty good teams. I mean, not that I'm going to go ahead and look at the Mavs without Luka as a good team, or the Jazz the way they're currently built as a good team, but these are two series in particular I looked at and said it's probably going the distance. Minnesota's looked really good even in games they've lost. Not in every single game, but the last one they played, Memphis needed to grind and grind to get that win. I think that Minnesota, they've always talked the talk about being back in Minnesota. I think they're at least going to force a game seven here back in Memphis, but same sort of deal as the Jazz. I think that the T-Wolves are done in seven. However, I trust them to win game six to at least get there. And if you're looking to place that bet, it's -103 at CoolBet. You can go ahead and find those odds on the BetStamp app or sign up at CoolBet to go directly place it there.
So is that just to win straight up, or are you taking
money line odds? I should have been more specific.
No, it's all good.
Money line odds on Minnesota -103 CoolBet.
Oh, perfect. Love it. That is, I smell that. You smell that, Mike?
Oh, I smell the shit out of that.
That's Patrick Beverly you're smelling.
Yo, he looks like he could probably be a stinky player for sure. I don't know what it is. It's maybe it's just his attitude that stinks too. But like, man, he's definitely one of those players that you just you love to have him on your team, and you if he's on any other team, you don't want him.
Yeah, I think Pat Bev's grown on me. I absolutely love that.
He's grown on me, honestly. I used to just hate him.
I think I like Minnesota Pat Bev better than I
do. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Sick. I fucking love that bet.
I'd love to see a couple game sevens too. So I'm liking those bets for that reason on top of that.
Absolutely.
Love a game seven.
All right. It's time to talk shop. It's time to talk about our boys heading into game six. Philadelphia 76ers, Toronto Raptors forcing a game six. Momentum has majorly shifted in the Raptors' favor as they come back to Toronto for game six. The tension is palpable right now. It is insanity. Jurassic Park is going to be litty titty. Man, Preston Chachua going off online. He's trying to get the city hyped up. There's all kinds of stuff going on right now. And also, I don't know if you guys fucking heard this today, but Doc Rivers just going off on the media being like, y'all judge me too much. You should have seen the last fucking three times that I lost the 3-1 series. I had the Magic. They fucking sucked. You know, I was facing the Pistons. And then he's blaming the Chris Paul injury. When he was on the Clippers, when he was coaching the Clippers, he's blaming Chris Paul for being injured, and that's why he lost to James Harden. He's just like, yeah, fucking dude, we've been injured this entire series, so don't fucking make that as an excuse. And then he blamed it on the bubble for the last time that he lost the 3-1 series after being up 3-1. So that just fucking pisses me off even more. I think
he's got a reason for everything.
All I hear is excuses, man. I think it's bullshit. I've already like not really liked him as a coach anyway, and then now it's just like now I'm just losing more and more respect for him. So fuck Doc Rivers, fuck Joel Embiid, fuck the 76ers. It's fucking bullshit. I can't believe that we're actually like that. It's not already not like it should be. It should be fucking 3-2 us. I mean, like we lost off that crazy buzzer beater from Joel Embiid. So it's just like, it pisses me off that we're in this situation. But here we are. We're making history, hopefully. Raptors game six. Let's talk. What do we like? Are we going with a homer bet here? Are we going over-unders? What are we taking? Because I don't even know. I don't know what the fuck to do. Because when it comes to games that are like this, I like it's tough to not bet with your heart. I think I got it, though. I don't know, man. Tell me what
it's,
you guys think.
It's not possible not to take a homer bet. Captain, though, I'll let you tee this one up.
You know what, man? I feel pretty good about the Raptors' money line that game. I think it's still dangling there at plus 105. Bet 365, I believe, has the best line, but I can verify that as we're talking about it. But I think the money line's a good one. Player props is something I could give a little bit more insight into. I think OG Anunoby is a guy that with their back against the wall, they can count on him to be steady offensively. Mm-hmm. So his line's usually anywhere from 15 to 17 points. I think if you get it in that range, you hit the over. I'd go ahead and say that for sure. Gary Trent Jr. three-pointers. If you can get that at 2.5, I'd say you got to take that. Mm. But at the core of it, the money line at plus 105, which I'm verifying is now, okay, the best line, plus 105, can be found at Come On Sportsbook. So that's where they've got the best line currently. But the money line, to me, I think we're going to game seven, folks. I've said it all this whole entire podcast, but game seven, I think, is on its way for Toronto versus Philadelphia. I'm going to be rolling with that bet.
I think the entire world thinks that it's going to game seven, including Philadelphia. They look rattled. Like they just. Yeah.
Philly media is like losing their shit right now too.
It's nuts, and I fucking love it. So when you say Come On as well, I've heard of them. I've heard some mixed reviews. I'm like, every sports book is a fucking fantastic sports book, and it's great. I think I would actually take them over at BetMGM. That's just one of my favorite sports books. I personally fucking love them. Plus 105, they're also available there. So that's what I would end up doing, but that's just me. If you can find them on Come On, you can find them on any of these sports books, by all means, go ahead and hammer that. I think that's just the play. I don't want to give it up to the spread because it's basically a toss them up, but I feel like it's plus 105 for the Raptors on the money line. Boys, what do you think?
Yeah, I'm hammering the Raptors all day. I don't even care.
See, I'm not gonna touch it, but I understand why you guys are. I mean, You got to like where the momentum's at, but you can't help but feel like there's emotion in it. But that's part of the fun too. I'm always fucking betting on emotion. I just took the Jays 2 days in advance.
There you go. That's it. Yeah.
No, just based on Springer's dinger last night, that made me a couple beers.
Based on the $50 that you just slid into your pocket. Yeah, cool. So yeah, no, +105. I do like those player props as well. The Gary Trent Jr., I saw it at 4 the other day, which could be tough to try and hit. So, isn't that what you found, Bird?
I'm not advising anyone going past 2.5 with Gary, because Gary could have a great game and still be like 3-7 from the 3-point line. This guy scores a lot off of slashing. So
yeah. He pulls up a lot of mid range jumpers as well, like right from the free throw line. I find a lot as well.
Definitely. Well. But yeah, those are just a few player props I was liking. Are there any other players you guys would look to place bets on for that Toronto game?
I think if you can hit Pascal, go ahead.
No.
Preach okay. It. I was going to say like Pascal 25 points and like 7 rebounds somewhere in
if
that.
If that's available.
That range. Yeah.
They probably give you boosted odds. I think that's
pretty doable.
They probably give you boosted odds for double-double or something like that.
For sure.
Absolutely. I would look around that, but I think the one that we'll end up locking in will be the +105 BetMGM or come on Raptors just win outright. Does that sound about good?
Yeah.
I smell that.
I smell it. I smell it like the way it stinks. So this is it. Let's wrap things up here. When it comes to our first and ever pick and roll. This is our new segment, the pick and roll, baby. We're just going to wrap it all up here and put together our bets for Thursday, April 28th. We like the Jays -1.5 at +165, bet 365 as well. Go ahead and place your bets there. The Vancouver Canucks and LA Kings over 6, either at Betway, MGM, or Bet365. We have the Jazz and Mavs. We're going to go actually with the Jazz money line. We're going to take them to the money line. Bet Rivers, 106. Get them at -106. Leo Vegas has the over 213 for the Pelicans and Suns. You can get that at -110. We got the T-Wolves money line, 103 at Cool Bet. Make sure you bet that on the money line. And then, of course, our Toronto Raptors +105, bet MGN or come on. Make sure you bet the Raptors as they look to push to game 7 and try to make history for the first time ever, coming back from a 3-0 series run. And that's it. First episode in the books, April 28th, Thursday, April 28th. Those are our picks for that. And the T-Wolves as well for Friday, April 29th. Boys, we did it. How about
there it
that,
is.
Huh? Ding, 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 ding. Money lines, baby. This is it. Yeah.
Many more to come, boys. I love it. Many more to come. Adds a whole new flavor to this podcast.
Absolutely. Every Thursday, we're going to be dropping this every Thursday. Make sure you like, you share, subscribe. Make sure you download the BetStamp app. Find it at either the Apple Store or Google Play Store as well. But make sure if you want to take advantage of our promo code DB2, make sure you visit betstamp.app/Ontario if you're in the beautiful province of Ontario and enter that promo code DB2. Otherwise, download the app and you can go into your account and put in that referral code DB2. Josh Goodwin, thank you so much for jumping on and being our first ever guest on this show, my man.
Man, thank you guys for having me. This is going to be a lot of fun going forward, always finding the best lines, laying out your bet logic. I'm excited to be tuning in and, I won't give anything away, but next episode, I think you guys will have a fun guest on as well.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And you're going to be a regular fixture of this show as well. We're going to try and get you on as many times as well. And we really appreciate you stopping by and hanging out with us as well.
Sounds good, boys. Looking forward to it.
All right. Cheers.
Cheers, boys.
Cheers.
Cheers.
DB2 Bets is brought to you by BetStamp. Visit betstamp.app/Ontario. Use promo code DB2 to find your favorite sports book. And by Yup Beer, award-winning craft light lager. Visit yupbeer.com to find a store near you.